we've got three nights to work for just a brief period of time, I thought that the area that I would take us in would be toward rhythm, because that seems to be the problem most everywhere, that songs drag in a lot of... Now, you don't have that problem really too much here. I mean, I feel it a little bit at times, but and a lot of times it can be when people are looking up and not looking at the leader. From time to time, you've got to be looking at the leader to see what his hand is doing, and hopefully the hand is doing the right thing. That's what I want us to do right now. I want us to go through. There are three beat patterns, and I don't know if you guys are using them. Jared, you learned a lot of this years ago, I know, from my dad and others. My dad's been here two or three times, and but we've got a lot of young people here, and I don't know where everybody's coming from as far as what you've learned. But the three beat patterns that are used, one of them is a duple pattern, which is a two beat. And I want us to all do this together. And then we're going to go to a three beat and four beat. But tonight I'm going to work on mainly two beat. And tomorrow night, three beat. Wednesday night, four beat. But right now, I'd like to everybody, women, children, boys, men, just get your hand up right now, if you would please. And just go down. Down, up. Down, up. Down, up. Down, up. Down, up. Down, up. One, two. Now say one, two. One, two. One, two. One, two. You don't want to get fancy with it. I mean, there are some times I see where people have been in band and they see that drum major and he just doing all this. But we're not into doing that. We're just here down, up. We're here to keep the group together. One, two. And when we sing songs that are in a two-beat rhythm, you want people to feel the two beats. You want boom, 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 boom. One, two, one, two. And the ladies may wonder, well, why are we having to do this? Well, it'll make you a better follower, okay? And but when men are up here to lead, they're up here to lead. When they see their name on the roster to be leading, they don't have up their song follower. It's song leader. And so it's important to get that down. They get that beat down. Now, let me just show you a little bit right now. There's the beat pattern, and this is the pattern you would use when there's a 2/2, that's a time signature. We're talking about rhythm determining the tempo of a song. 2/2 and 2/4. So when you see that in a songbook, you're going to see, all right, look at that top number. And that's saying that's a 2-beat. It's going to be a beat with that pattern. Down, up. Down, up. 1/2. 1/2. Now what I've done right here is I've put a red arrow over each measure bar, because between measure bar and measure bar are two beats. And so when you get to a measure bar, to the right of the measure bar, you're always going to be coming down on one. Boom. That is your strong beat. And so when you're leading, fellas, you want to give a strong beat. You don't get real sloppy like one, two, one, two. But one, two, one, two. It's got to be strong, because that you're wanting to get people together. They've got to feel that. They got to feel that in your rhythm of your hand, but also even in your voice. You got to sing with rhythm, like God is so good, God is so good. You notice I'm emphasizing beat one, right? All right, do that with me. Everybody, hands up. Do, ready, go. God is so good, God is so good. God is so good, He's so good to me. All right, y'all sing it. Everybody on the sides, count really loud, like one, two, ready, go. Y'all go, one, two, one, two. Now everybody use your hand, one, two, one. Now sing. God is so good, God. One, two, one, two, one, two. Two, one, two, cut. The bottom number really is talking about the half note getting a beat. And I don't want to get too much into that because of our time. But that's what a half note looks like right there. That gets a beat. And then there's another half note. Now, when you put two half notes together, what does that equal? A whole. There's a whole note right there between that measure bar and that measure bar. How many beats does that whole note get? Two. You're going to hold that a little bit longer. God is so good. Y'all know it's good, all right? But then look at another half note right there. God is so good. He is so good to me. All right, those are the half notes. And so let me see. Okay, here's the counting, the way it would go. One, two, and one, two. One, two, and one, two. Come on. Come on. All right, that's not a good idea. All right, let me move on down here. When I survey the wondrous cross. Here's another one that's in two time. Two beats per measure. We're going to beat it in that two-beat pattern. Do. Okay, hands up. Do. When I survey the wondrous. One, two. On which the Prince of Glory he died. One, two, 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 cut. Now seek ye first the kingdom of God is a 2-2 time. Do, do me. And you look right here, you got a half note. That gets how many beats? Gets one, and then you got a quarter, quarter. So, and then you've got, here's your measure bar. Always when you get to a measure bar, come down. Always down. That's your strong beat. So, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, I'm overemphasizing, but I want you to get the feel of what I'm talking about because that needs to come across. The rhythm has to be in your voice, too. Y'all, it all works together. Your hand. I've been around fellas that have rhythm in their voice but no rhythm in their hand, and vice versa. And it's weird to look at it. I mean, you know, they'll have a lot of rhythm in their hand but no rhythm in their voice. I said, if you can get it together, you'll really become a really good leader. Okay? All right, now let's get that together. Let me raise this up. Do me. Hand up, ready to go. Seek ye first the kingdom of one, two, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Now I'm doing that a little faster than I probably would normally lead it. But two over two versus two over four is just a little difference in speed, tempo. Two over four is going to be a little bit faster. And I'll tell you something a bit later, too. A lot depends on the song itself, the lyrics. And I hope I'll get to that here in just a moment. Here's one that, how firm a foundation is two over two, but you don't start on the downbeat. You start on the upbeat. See, there's a half note. Each half note gets a beat. There's a half note. Here's your measure bar. So let me go back here. This is 2-2 times starting on beat two. How firm a foundation ye saints of the Lord is. All right, let's sing that one. Go so. So you're gonna go up here. How? But now before I do that, that's good. Y'all did pretty good on that. Okay. Normally, I would give, see, we would have gotten everybody to sing if I'd given you a preparatory beat. And that's the beat prior to that. Beat two is where you're going to start, but I'd be up here and go, how, what's the purpose of having a preparatory beat? It gives everybody the opportunity to take a breath and start together. And if I just go up here and go, how far, I'm going to be by myself. Well, except for these guys. They're going to be with me. They're ready to go. Do, so, ready. So here's our preparatory. How firm a foundation ye saints of the Lord is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Now, you'll notice something that, and it may be because in some of the old song books, they might have had a hold right here. because people have gotten used to singing, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord," is they want to stop. And it may be from an old book where it had a bird's eye fermata. But you'll notice here, this is calling for us to keep going. So you don't want to stop, and you all didn't. You got to, when you're using the beat pattern, you keep that thing going. You keep that song moving, because if you stop it, you're going to start slowing down. And so if it calls for a hold, then you hold it, but then you pick up the speed again. All right, let's move on. Y'all did pretty good on that one. So here's 2-4 time. A little bit faster, like, "Lord, we come before thee now." There were our measure bars right there. You're always going to need to be looking where your measure bar is. That way you'll know where your hand needs to be. Okay, starting there. Like, "Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow." Go, hand up. So we're going to start right here, but here's our preparatory. "Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our suit this day. Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain?" Okay, want to count your blessings? Do, me. What kind of notes are these? Those are eighth notes, aren't they? So an eighth note, you're not going to hold it very long, are you? Not like you would a quarter note or a half note, but do, me. It could be, "When up on life's billows you are." We're still going to be at the same speed as we did, "Lord, we come." Here, look at my hand. "Lord, we come. When up on life's billows you are." I'm not speeding up. It just that the notes are eighth notes now, and we got to get off of them quicker, right? Do, me, ready? "When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord had done." Now here we got, "Jesus loves me." Do, 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 me, so, ready? "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong." Okay, if the skies, okay, sing and be happy. Do, me, ready? "If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem gray all the whole day through, there's a silver, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, grand." All right, now I'm going to move to something a little bit different. 6-4 and 6-8 time. This is called compound time. And what that means is that you're taking the top number there, like the number 6, you divide it by 3, and what do you have? 2. It's a duple pattern still. It's just now, instead of going 1, 2, 1, 2, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're compounding 3 beats into 1 beat. You have a first compound beat of 3 beats, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the 6-8's a little bit faster. Okay, your speed really for your 6-4 and your 2-2 are going to be about the same speed of your hand. Okay, you're going to be a little bit slower. Let me just show you here what I'm talking about. Here's from our workbook. And I brought a few workbooks that if anybody was interested in that, I'll have those available. But this is found in the book. But here's these 6-quarter right there. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. See, there's a compounding 3 into 1. If you see that right there. Now let's get to some songs like this. Do, me. Okay, let's see. Duple beat pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. See those measure bars? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Do me. I think I'd hear it. Ready. When with the Savior we enter the glory, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and won't it be wonderful there? All right, here's another one. Singing redemption song. Oh, so angels are singing redemption sweet song. Wonderful theme, glorious theme. Shout the glad message and join in the throng. Singing redemption song. I mean, you think about it. You wouldn't want the leader to get up there and go this, like this. When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? But when with the Savior we enter, it's a lot smoother, isn't it? But you got to get the feel. Whenever you see that number at the top, always, you see a 9 or 12 divided by 3, and that'll tell you which beat pattern to use. If you see there the 6 divided by 3, 2 beat pattern. Still, down, up, down, up. Let me move on down a little bit further now. Here's one that starts off the very top of it. You see right here, see where the note is? It doesn't start on the downbeat. It starts on beat 6, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's way up here. I think I'm going to show it here. Right there, okay? That's where you're going to be singing that song. It goes, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds. So it's how. So the leader, you have your hand up here where everybody can see it. You go, how. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. Now, there's our measure bars right there. Now, there's a song, We Bow Down in Reverence. Y'all know that song? All right. Oh, so it starts the same way. It goes, please hear our prayer, holy God. Oh, let our words come to thee. Okay. A while ago, I was leading songs like, when with the Savior we enter the glory. I'm going to lead that a little bit faster, but when I look at a song like We Bow Down in Reverence, I'm not going to get in a hurry on that one. I mean, they're just songs that you look at the words of the song. You look at what the author is trying to convey. This is a song here where I just think you want to sing with as much. You want to sing with reverence with all of them, obviously, but this is really crying out for us to sing it. Do so. Please hear our prayer, holy God. Oh, let our words come to thee. Good. Now, here's the take time. Okay, let me just run on through. There's all these notes, 3 beats compounded into 1 beat. And is thy heart right with God? Have thine affections been nailed to the. But, have thine affection. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let me move on to the songs. We're running out of time here. Let's see. Here we go. Do so mi alto do so. Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Wonderful story of love. Do mi so do. Here we got all these notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ready to go. Wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love. Wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it. Shepherds with wonder receive it. Sarah, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Here's another song in 6/8 time with a bunch of eighth notes there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, but bom, bom, bom. You got really when you think of compound rhythm, it's like triplets, like ta 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 ta. I have to think that way when I'm leading a song that's in a compound rhythm. Okay, let's do this one. Do so mi alto. Ready. Precious forever, oh wonderful words, teach me the pathway of duty. Lead me beside the still waters of life, flowing through valleys of beauty. Now here's one that starts at the very top, that redeemed. Notice right here. I'm going to get to it here in a second. Right there. And there's where it's up here at the very top of your beat. Redeemed. It's kind of like a pop. It's a pop of the wrist. Redeemed. The main thing is you've got to have that hand coming down on that measure to the right of the measure bar. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. All right, we're marching to Zion. Oh, here it is. Here it again. Oh, come with that love, the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne. And thus around the throne. Now here's one with 16th notes. And when you see two flags on a note, don't park. Get off of them really quick. And I mean, like, this, you're not going to go, what a song of delight. It's what a, it's like back home we have Whataburger. It's just like, what a song of delight. You have to get off it really quick. Okay, it's still, though, it's at the very top of the beat. What a, it's really up there at the very top. What a song of delight. Okay. Oh, so what a song of delight in the city so bright will be wafted neath heaven's third dome. How the ransom will raise happy songs in his praise when all of God sing is get home. I threw this one in because here it's used normally as an invitation song. And I'm not going to get up there and go, softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for. It's more like, softly and tenderly Jesus. I see the word tenderly. And if I go up here, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. No, it's just, we look at the words of a song. Let that help you in determining the speed of it. So for me to say, well, this is the fast rule for determining the speed, a lot depends on the lyrics of the song. So here it's like, softly and, let's do it together. Do me. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. All right, that's what I wanted to get through, but now I've put a little bit more of the song up here of different ones, starting with the 2-2 time, and I'd like to get whatever fellows that want to get up here in the front. Just come on up, and you'll have to get your songbook, and then everybody else can look up here. But I'll have you guys turn to 385. Those that want to get up here and lead, we'll put several of you up here together. Just come on up. Come on. They're not going to be watching you guys. They're going to be watching the screen. I guarantee you they won't be looking at you. All right. Just get up and be leading. What I was going to tell you, too, on the leading part, on your beat pattern, you don't want to have too big a beat pattern. You don't want your arms swinging all over the place. You want to work within a box. Yes? You want Blake to get up. Okay. But you want to think about your beat pattern inside of a box, not a little tiny box, not a big box, but something that's compact. Notice up here the lectern is small, and you got to get the hand up, fellas, above that where people can see it. And with your screen being up there, y'all got your screen in a pretty good location. Someplace where I've been, it's way up there, but I need a ladder to get up where people can see me leading. But anyway, this is pretty good here. And okay, now do this. Everybody, be looking up here at what did he do? Bit. Do, mi, so, do. It's 2-2 time. Starts on beat 1. Do. Oh,
listen to our wondrous story, counted once among the lost. Yet one came down from heaven's glory, saving us at awful cost. Who saved us from eternal love? God's Son upon the... What did he do? Where is he now? In heaven interceding.
Let's go on to another one. Majesty 538. 538.
Do, so, mi, do. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, glorify, Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Okay, we've got some other guys want to come up? Other guys want to come up? Now look at Sing and Be Happy. It's 83. We're moving now to 2-4 time. A little bit quicker on our speed.
Do, mi, do.
683.
Do, mi.
Ready, go.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem gray all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in his promises grand. Sing and be happy. Press on to the goal. Trust him who leads you. He will keep your soul. Let all be faithful. Look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today.
599, we bow down in reverence. We bow down in reverence. 599. One, I think we've got two verses on this song. And again, it's going to the compound rhythm. Look up here. Divide it by three. And it's that. By the way, that's a mistake right there. I just now saw it. That should have been number two for like a two compound. But so if anybody noticed that, I beat you to it. Okay.
Do, so.
And it's 6-4 time. And we're going to do it not too fast. Do, so. We'll start up here at the top.
Please hear our prayer, Holy God. Oh, let our words come to thee. We bow down in reverence, for we believe.
Third verse.
For humbly now do we bow before thy throne, praising thee. We bow in thy presence.
Here's the last one, 688. We'll close with this one. Y'all stand. Thanks for being here. I was hoping we could get all this. We got a little late start, but I hope you'll forgive me. We went to 8:35 here. But so it's 88, and we'll be closed after this. Do, mi. See the two 16th notes? Got to get off of them really quick. Do, mi. As I travel through life with its trouble and strife, I've a glorious hope to get cheer on the way. Soon my toil will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley by the side ever of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, will be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in rose-tinted garden, near the same evergreen tree. How I long for the Paradise Valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. Very good. Thank y'all. Tomorrow evening, we'll work on three-beat pattern. Thank y'all so much.